A61A, number 1B.
So here was the answer, no. Yes, is that true? Who is saying it's not so? Oh, suddenly. Yes? No, that doesn't matter if it's an action. You see, every synonymous term has action. But I know now, because I said an operative sense, you see, just go to the text. Does the text say that mind knows? Yes. All right, double negatives, huh? If we have in mathematics two negatives, we have a positive. That's as simple as that. Therefore, rule, oh gosh, where we are now, five, huh? Is it five, huh? Rule five. A double negative statement can be grammatically put into a positive statement. So if we have here characteristics that thoughts are not known, then therefore mind knows. Huh? Yeah. So we write down knows. That's actually our first finding about the nature of mind. Mind knows. And divine, sorry, yes. Yes. Well, we just left it open because we are not quite sure which, apparently, I left that out. Rule six, huh? Rule six, for the beginning, list only the very clear, conclusive findings. For the beginning, list only the very clear, conclusive findings. Are you still with us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Yes. All right. So we have mind knows. All right. So we are getting on. Page 2, line 19. Read it for a minute. All right. What do we know now about mind, what mind is? Divine. All right. What else? Nose. Where have you nose? Who said nose? Where have you nose? We go to the next one. Page 2 still. Line 24. A minute. What is your finding? Infinite. It says there, infinite mind. Huh? We can't say that. It's there. Huh? Infinite. All right. Comprehend, not comprehensive. Huh? Comprehensive would be something very different. Huh? Comprehends all. Huh? Here perhaps you could even add all, huh? It's all comprehending or comprehends all. You see, here it's spelled out quite clearly that the infinite mind already comprehends. All right. Then we go to the next one, page 3. 20, Page 320. What is your answer? Infinite. Is that all? Information. Do you agree with that? No? Why not? Why not? What you give to mind? It's the information we give from us to mind. Yes. Would you agree to that? Do you agree with that it does not say about information? It is questionable, huh? Because it only says we give information. Actually, you begin to see that here we already come very near to spiritual sense. All right, let's have it without. The whole sentence. Yes. What is said in the sentence? What is omnipotent, omnipresent in this sentence? What is it? No. What does she say? Now obey, rule, two, and one, Yes. Now, the word of the text is omnipotent. Now, does omnipotent here in the text relate to mind or not? To God. Yeah. To God, We come to page 7, line 25. What do we know now more about mind? All hearing, all knowing. By whom, to whom each need of man is always known, knows. Yes. You see? I agree? Okay, that's wonderful. So we go on to the next. 36, line 20. What do we see here about mind? Yes. Unlimited and divine. All right. Unlimited. We can't say that she doesn't say that, Is that all? Law of justice and law of mercy. Now, on this side, they just said law. Which one shall I write down? Why? Modifying verbs. See, the law of. It's no more the law of mind. It's a law of justice. Therefore, justice is a modifying law. What kind of law? But mind itself says law. Therefore, that law of mind can be the law of, I don't know what it can be, The law of mercy, the law of grace, the law of patience, the law of action, the law of hour, the law of love, the law of love. So, mind is law, Immortal. Okay. It's an immortal law. It's a law, It describes again law, It qualifies law. Well, it doesn't describe mind, no. But mind is described that it has law, kind of law, immortal law, not a mortal law. Yeah? See? Yeah? Can you see how little by little you get into the flow? Huh? You refuse now to let in something which is not related to mind. All right, then we go to the next one. That is on page 4411. What is here? Mind. Power. The power of mind. So, textually, we would see mind is described as a power. So we have power. Okay. Then we go further and come to 45, line 30. Now be careful. Nothing. Supremacy. We have nothing and supremacy. They are really opposites, nothing and supremacy. So we can easily arrive at opposite results. Yeah? Why do you say nothing? And why does somebody else say supremacy, first nothing?
It's the supremacy of mind, not that mind is supreme.
Yes. Therefore it gives actually a relational sense. Huh? Yes. Yeah? Which I called before operative sense, a relational sense. It's the relation between matter and mind. All right? I've argued now your case, now the other case, supremacy. Nobody wants to defend supremacy.
But mind is supreme.
Uh-huh. Maintained. Where do you have maintained? Nowhere? Which rule did you disobey? Just that. All right. You see how important it is to have these rules and to remember them. All right. So we go. Yes? Well, you decide.
I say yes.
You say yes. So here we have the supremacy. Mind is supremacy. Now, listen, trust gently. We reason out something, because we don't reason out just somebody's contribution, because there are always general statements that are either right or wrong. They are not a single. The reasons like this: we had the power of mind over matter in the reference before, and it did take down power. Nobody objected to that one. So why shouldn't we take supremacy of mind over matter? Well, how do we know? Here is the supremacy. Now, does supremacy characterize mind, or does it characterize the relationship between mind and matter? The relationship, Can you see? This is now the operational sense. You take in the relationship. Why do you shake your head? Come on. Because the relationship in the first one is mind over matter. That's the relationship. You see? So we didn't take over in it. But power defines the nature of mind. Mind over matter is relationship. defines the relationship. Mind, in order to have that supremacy, in order to have it, mind needs something. In order to have that supremacy, mind needs something, namely power. That's the inner nature of mind. If it hadn't power, it couldn't have supremacy. We go to the next one, 52. Think and read, don't talk. Nothing. If we haven't taken mind healing in the preface, then we can't take it here either. As conclusive, I always add that, as conclusive at this moment. Okay? We go further to 54, 16. Careful. What do we know about mind here? Mind heals. Why do we say no? Yes, you defend yourself, James. Come on, just defend yourself. You say that what... Can you read that sentence in an abbreviated way? Feel through mind, yes. You see, that's the abbreviated statement, that life, truth, and love heal through mind. Therefore, what do we know about mind? That it heals, huh? You see, one just has to wait a little bit, and then one feels that there is mind healing. Here you get a very clear statement that mind heals. Alright, that mind has the ability to heal. Alright, now we go further to 62. 62, 22. Eleanor? Mind forms. Do you agree? Yeah? Is that all? How is it here in America? I don't know. I've never gone to school in America. Is it custom that everybody in the class just speaks? Oh, I see. I didn't know. Excuse me. See. So this is different. I think I have to adapt myself now to that. Huh? At home it's different. At home only one is allowed to speak and give an answer, the other don't. So if that's so, everybody in the future will just speak, huh? And then we have really a nice club. We had mind forms. Everybody agrees, so somebody disagreeing. What else do we have? Cares. Is that true? You agree? Cares? It's there, huh? What else? Clothes? Is that true? Are you happy with it? That mind closes? Yes, you're happy? Exactly. Well, you feel there is a difference in metaphysical language to say that mind forms and mind clothes. What is clothing? Is that an abstract idea? Yes. Oh, well, then I give in. All right, then it closes. To me, clothing is a symbol, huh? A symbol, huh? a natural symbol, no more an abstract idea, huh? Which means very often you have in the text a synonym is characterized through biblical symbols, through natural symbols taken from the Bible, taken from nature, taken from wordings. Say if she speaks about the leaven of truth, is leaven a biblical symbol or is this an abstract idea? If she speaks about the sword of truth, is sword an abstract idea or is it a natural symbol? Can we say truth is a sword? Could we say that? Or is it just a symbol indicating an idea? See, I think there you have to be careful, that we don't take too many biblical and natural symbols into an abstract metaphysical language. We are dealing with ideas, And so ideas can be expressed through many symbols. That was the strength of Jesus, that he put all these his abstract ideas into nice stories. But when you then take the symbol and then use it in metaphysics, it's no more so definite. So you see, if we say mind closes, then naturally somebody feels if they don't have any clothes, they can go to mind, because mind closes. And if they have the sword of truth, then they think, all right, let's have the sword and clean up the situation. So we have to be careful that as we are actually asking for ideas, we want to find out ideas, that we are careful a little bit, though they may be helpful, not to bring in too many of the biblical symbols, of natural symbols. And so I would say it's much more better, so to say, to be careful with these natural symbols. Therefore, rule 7. I word it very gently. I just say, be careful. Be careful in listing natural and biblical symbols. Full stop. Be careful in listing natural and biblical symbols. Full stop. Fundamentally, we should, can you say, use abstract terms or adhere to, use abstract terms. Fundamentally, we should use abstract terms. So I don't say don't use them. I just say be careful. Because natural biblical symbols have first to be translated into metaphysical abstract ideas. But as we really want to have a list of ideas and not a list of biblical symbols, we either can translate them, but that is speculative a little bit because it's already interpretation. But if you take, for instance, there also the marginal heading, and you have there the mind, creative. What would we gain here? What mind is? Creative. So that's much nicer than all this closing business. Because what he wants to bring out, with forming, caring, closing, is actually the creative sense of mind.
Yeah.
So we have creative. Good. Let's get on again to the next. 63.3. 63, line 3. What would you feel here? What it says about mind? Controls. All right. I see I have made a mistake. I left out one reference on page 62, line 32. I left that out. 62, line 32. What do we find here as mind? Signs? Do you agree? No? Nothing? Now, we must give a reason so that we learn something. Why is not signs of mind, right? It's saying something about mind, huh? It's not really saying that mind is science, huh? Yeah? All right. It's not very conclusive, huh? So we leave it out. 67. Well, we did that. We had that. Control. Okay, I forgive you. So we come to 67.11. Yes. What do we find here? What mind is? Nothing. Just nothing. Okay. If you don't find anything conclusive, believe it. 68.29. What you feel in part. And divine, yes, we had that again. What do you feel in parts? Christian Science. Does she say that Christian Science in parts? Or does she say mind in parts? Mind in parts, huh? Yeah? So you would, it says it, it's an impartation of what, huh? Mind. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. We write that down. We come to the next one. 70. Line 12. Yes. Maintains. Do you agree? Mind maintains. All right. Maintains. We come, yes? Yes. Well, a synonym is and does, huh? And has and I don't know what, huh? As long as you don't consider it in its operational sense in relation to something else, you see? And define the relationship instead of mind itself. Huh? As long as we define what mind itself is and has and does, it's okay, but we should not define the relationship between mind and something else, because that's the operational sense. All right. Then we come to 71.20. Yes? Please. Immortal. We have immortal mind. You have something else? Image. How can you defend your findings of image? Will you please tell us that? Yeah. Does she say that? Does she say your reasoning? Would you state it again slowly so that we are very slow in reasoning? Could you say it again? She says that
the mortal mind, matter is not in the image of God.
Yes. Okay.
The mind is not in matter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice syllogism, nearly. Yes. Therefore, it's already a reasoning out, which may be right, but it's a reasoning, it's an interpretation that takes place. Yeah? I would be careful in that. There you would get into trouble after a while. Because you already have to say, therefore, actually, we know that mind is image, but here, it's not so clear. But because you have learned that this week, you like to have it in. Would be so nice. But when we come too late to a statement where it says idea is an image in mind, then we have it very conclusively, yes? Yeah. Therefore, let's go further to 7121. What would you say? Nothing? Yeah? All right, nothing. You see? Good? Yes? Yes. Yeah. Yes. So we have had already out of 3,000 references already 10. So I don't think it's already quantitative. Well? Yes? Yeah. Then you would say? That's quite a lot, yes, 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 yes. All right. Is a science of something really defining that something? See? Is the science of something already defining that something? Should be something different, huh? The government of the United States is United States government. You see, it has a government, but it does not define United States, because you have the government of Canada, the government of Mexico, and the government of this and that and the other. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Power of mind. Yes. Mm-hmm. You could use the same, huh? Yes. All right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You caught me there, huh? Yes. Huh? Can you see can you see that the study of the synonym is not so easy as it looks on the first approach, huh? Yeah? All right? If you like, you take in the signs of mind, and see that mind has a science. Good. Signs of mind, Yes. 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 If I'm not in a, where shall I say, in a train, does that define me, who I am? No. That's a relation. You define a relationship. Yes. Yes. In what? Something else? No. Mind heals. Then it says it is a healing agent. Yes. All right. Then you can say mind dwells. But not where, huh? Yeah. I see. Yeah.